This is Akashvani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. The Central Forces will implement 10% reservation for ex-Agniveers. Amid debate over the Agnipath scheme, the Central Forces have announced that they will implement 10% reservation for former Agniveers. The chiefs of the Central Forces, such as Border Security Force, Central Reserve Police Force, Central Industrial Security Force, and Sashastra Seema Bal, said that former Agniveers will get relaxation in age and there will also be no physical efficiency test for them. Director General CISF Neena Singh has said the Home Ministry has taken a big step of recruiting the ex-Agniveers in the Central Armed Police Forces. The Supreme Court today granted interim bail to Delhi Chief Minister and Aam Aadmi Party AAP National Convener Arvind Kejriwal in the money laundering case linked to the alleged liquor policy scam. A bench comprising Justices Sanjeev Khanna and Dipankar Datta referred to a larger bench the Delhi Chief Minister's petition challenging the arrest by the Enforcement Directorate, or ED. The Delhi Chief Minister was arrested by the ED on the 21st of March in the case. Mr. Kejriwal will, however, remain in custody since he was arrested by the CBI under the Prevention of Corruption Act in relation to the same liquor policy case on the 25th of last month. The Central Bureau of Investigation, CBI, has arrested Rakesh Ranjan, alias Rocky, who is believed to be the kingpin in the NEET paper leak case. He has been sent to the CBI's custody for 10 days. Rocky is also linked to another key figure in this racket, Sanjeev Mukhiya, who has been involved in this scam for 2 decades and is on the run. The arrest of Ranjan or Rocky could help CBI wide open the NEET paper leak case. Chief economics commentator at an English daily Financial Times, Martin Wolf, has estimated India to be a superpower by 2047. In a newspaper column, the London-based economist Mr. Wolf said, with 4 times more population, India will match the economic output of the US by 2047. He said if India's GDP were to grow even at 5% a year by 2047 and US GDP were to grow at 2.3%, India's economy would equal that of the US in purchasing power parity terms. The central government has set up a single-member committee to investigate the candidature claims and other details of Pooja Khedkar, a probationary IAS officer who recently embroiled in controversy over alleged misuse of power as a civil servant. Ministry of Personnel, Public Grievances and Pensions has announced that the committee headed by an additional secretary-level officer will submit its findings within 2 weeks. This inquiry comes in the wake of allegations surrounding Ms. Khedkar's conduct and qualifications. Pooja sparked a controversy after she used her private Audi car with a red-blue beacon light and a VIP number plate. She allegedly demanded facilities not typically available to probationary officers. 2 buses carrying passengers went missing in Trishuli River early this morning in Chitwan district. The buses were carrying total of 65 passengers. Chief District Officer of Chitwan, Indradev Yadav, confirmed that 2 vehicles fell off the river at 3:30 this morning due to landslide. According to Nepal police, a bus heading to Gaur of Rautahat from Kathmandu was carrying 41 persons and another bus was on its way to Kathmandu from Birganj had 24 persons on board, including 7 Indians. Meanwhile, Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachand is seeking a vote of confidence for the 5th time in the House of Representatives today. Nepali Congress has 88 members and CPN-UML has 79 members in the House of Representatives, while CPN Maoist Centre has 32 members only. The Sensex at the Bombay Stock Exchange climbed 226 points to trade at more than 80,000 in the opening session. The Nifty at the National Stock Exchange went up by 82 points to trade at 24,398. The rupee opened flat at 83.53 rupees against the US currency in early trade amid firm crude oil prices and gains in domestic stocks. And that is the end of this news bulletin.